All right, Tabo, say good morning.
Let's begin. Actually, we're picking up with a beautiful piece, which is going to take us probably the next 2 days. Bottom of page, Kuf Tzadik Aleph. So remember, again, we're still in the sugya about Parnasa, specifically focusing on the idea of Emunah in Parnasa, I should say, Emunah and Bitachon in Parnasa. The ability, ultimately, again, through Emunah, to arrive at a level of bitachon where a person feels confident and secure that his parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that the Ribono Shel Olam is looking out for him on all what we'll call all material levels. So this is actually a beautiful, beautiful maisa that the Mechaber brings down. He says, Be'inyon zeh, bottom of Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Be'inyon zeh, Misuper maisa nora v'nifla admaot. In this inyan of parnasa, and specifically again, bitachon in parnasa, and a recognition and a belief and a feeling of safety and security that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of my parnasa, there's an incredible maisa that's told. What's the maisa? Get ready for this. Talmid haya lo lebal shem tev. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had a Talmud, had a particular student, Shishmo Yasala. Student's name was Yasala. So he says over here, Shepita Osal Yisra's Lignov. So Yasala had fallen in some difficult financial times, some hard times, and what happened? And his Yetzahara enticed him to sin. Lo Yachol Yasala Lamo Pitu Yitzra. So Yasala was unable, you know, both say sometimes, a person goes ahead and can fight against the Yetzirah for only so long. Sometimes the person loses. There are battles we win, there are battles we lose. Yasala went ahead and he could not stand up in front of this Yetzirah. So what happens? Ubalayla, bizman shakala ir nama ashnasa. So therefore Yasala, in the middle of the night, everybody, the whole city is sleeping. Page Kuf Tzadik Beis. Yotza mi beiso. He left his home. Kishepon of muados la'achuza mefu'ares shalsara ha'givira. Ha'omedes b'ktzei ha'ayara. And he sets his sight on the home, the beautiful palatial estate of the matron Sarah, who lived on the outskirts of the forest. Sarah, who is this Sarah? Sarah zuhaisa bita ha'yechida she'yehudi ashirmeo. This Sarah was the only child, an only daughter, of the richest man in the community. She'niftar lo michmar, o'me'achar shalo hayu lo banim, so what happens? This Sarah's father was the richest man in the area, and he had passed away not so long beforehand. He had no sons, and so this Sarah inherited the entirety of her father's estate. Listen to this. This is really an amazing, amazing maysa. So Yasala gets to the gate of the compound, right, to the gate of the estate. The gate is wide open. Hashomer Yashain Shena Amuka. The guard is asleep in a deep sleep in the guardhouse. Vaklovim Kashkishim Lo Biznavam. Literally this means the dogs are chasing their own tails. In other words, everybody's like, guards asleep, dogs are doing whatever. Himshech Yosel Bedarko, Leloha Fara Derech Kanamafur. So Yosel continues walking into the estate. He passes the beautiful gardens. Viegia Alabayas, and he gets to the house. Vine Gam Kan. Hakol muchan umazuman lo. And again, he gets to the house, and everything is muchan, everything is ready for him. Hadelas eina neula, the door's not locked, the door's open. Vamisharsim kilu bala osam ha'adama. And the misharsim, the attendants, this is normally a home of incredible activity, incredible business. Not a soul to be found. Not a soul to be found. Nichnas yasala b'sheket al abayis. Yasala mamish walks right into the house. Ne'etzar l'regel ha'habit esk al kol ha'shefa v'ha'osher. And he looks around just like for a moment just to take in the incredible and vast amount of wealth that he sees all around him. Al ha'shtichim ha'yikarim, al ha'tmunos ha'nadiros, the beautiful tapestries, the beautiful paintings, al klei ha'zav v'al ha'nevrashos ha'mefu'aros, all of the beautiful gold, all the beautiful silver, v'achrka ha'chimshich b'dako, and what happens? He goes ahead and he keeps walking through the house. He walks through the beautiful hallway. He has his eyes set on one particular room, the office. The office. Because Yasala knew that Sarah's father had a safe that he kept in his office, And this is where Yosela is heading. Yosela apparently had been to the home before. I guess maybe he had some business dealings, or his father had some business, whatever it was. So Lemais, again, he knew he had a singular direction. He was heading towards the office to get to the safe. Vine, get ready for this. Vine, l'simchaso agidola, matza kasefes omedes psucha lirvacha. Right? The safe is mamish wide open. The safe is wide open. Ubisocha arucha umisudarim zelitzadze chavilo shel kasef mitile zahav. And he was in the safe. The door is wide open. He opened, and inside the safe is arranged perfect rows. There are rows of silver, rows of gold bars, tachshitim yakarim, expensive jewelry, and expensive stones. So as I said, here's an amazing pausing moment in this story. So I mean, we're going to read what he writes. Yosela lo yachol hayashlo behispael shadvarim mistajim lo bakalos kazu. So Yosela can't get over how easy this all has been. Right? Meaning, mamish, like everything is musudra, everything is arranged. Hashomer yashen, again the guard was sleeping. Klavim lo novchim, the dogs aren't barking. Habayis pasuach, the door is wide open. Kolam esharsim nealamu, I don't know where all the attendants are. Hakasefes psucha. Right, the safe was wide open. Yosela, listen to this. Yosela hischa lahargish sheyeshlo lo na'im lahagid mamish siyata d'shmayo. Right, so this is so Yosela says to himself, "It's, you know, we'll say, I just want to tell you something amazing. You know, sometimes in life, when we're doing something that at first we're not sure exactly whether or not we really should be doing it." And then somehow, for some reason, it falls into place. It's amazing how a person could go ahead and justify to themselves that something is correct because, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even helping me with it. Right? Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping me. It's always interesting to see how we're able to sometimes read in Siyata D'Shmaya to certain circumstances to justify their performance. So Yosela doesn't know what to do with this whole thing. Mamish, he's a Ganav, or he's about to be a Ganav, but everything is happening so seamlessly, so easily, so quickly. So he begins to think to himself, Mamish, like, the Siyata D'Shmaya, I guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless you, wants this to happen. Yosela, in the next moment, so Yosela begins to think to himself, "Ma, thank you, Ma Zos Asa Li Elokim." Then Yosela begins to wonder to himself, "What's happening here? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? Madua Hakol Kal Kol Kach? Why is all of this so easy? Nira Ki Lukal Aruchos Hazeh Shayichli." Meaning, this is almost as easy as if I was walking into my own house, taking from my own safe. He says, it's strange. This is too easy. It's like almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is placing this directly in my hands. Almost as if it's mine. Last paragraph, Kuf Tzadik Beis. Yosela amad vihibit kal kal hashefa shemulo. La'at la'at hecha libo nokfo al ha'aver shu'omid lasos. Yosela begins to look around again at all the vast wealth, and he begins to feel exceptionally guilty about the sin that he is about to do. Hu hecha laharher, halo kol mezonosov shel adam kitzuv lo mirash hashana. Mali laga'as b'rechushem shel acherim. Yosela begins to say this, listen, I know the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person's parnasa is established and is set for him at the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah. What am I going to do? Why should I take someone else? At the end of the day, taking someone else's stuff is not going to further my financial cause. Take a look at the top of Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Ulam, Tziras HaKesef, Ha'avim, Atila Azav, Ha'barkim, Kmo Karulo, Yosela, Shacha Anachnu, Kach Osanu. So ultimately, again, says, so Yosela begins to feel as if the money's calling out to him. Right? The gold is calling, silver's calling, Yosela, we're yours. Just take us. Just take us. Where you're here, we're here, no one else is here. Just make it happen. Just make it happen. Yosela amad kach mahases ula'at la'at hechala lahayr b'libo emunah. Yosela is in an incredible state of flux, an incredible state of doubt, not knowing what he should do. Should he take the money, not take the money? Until slowly but surely, he begins to bolster himself with emunah. Haloim kala shefa ze be'emes shayichli. And Yosef says the following. If indeed all of this belongs to me, if all of this money is mine, hu bevada yagia li yadi behetzer gomer, then the money will find its way to me in a permitted way. Chashav Yasala. Im kein, lama li lekachto be'iser, v'la'avo aretzon Hashem. Why should I take it in a prohibited fashion and violate the Ratzon Hashem? So Yosla is in this incredible state of flexible. It's like, because on one hand, again, there's an element of Siyata Dishmaya. The doors are open, the guards are gone, safe is wide open, everything is right here. On the flip side, Mizonosov shall adam kitzuvno mirash Hashem. The Boshom determines our parnasa at the beginning of the year. And what you take from someone else, in no way is going to enrich you, in no way is going to benefit you, in no way is going to help you. Not only that, but at the end of the day, if it's so easy for me to come across this money, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find other permitted ways to bring me this money as well. Yosela stands in the crossroads, not sure what to do in this moment. We'll stop over here for today, and Meretz Hashem will pick up with the rest of this mice at 5:45 a.m. tomorrow, sharp. Meretz Hashem. Shkoyach. And try to keep people coming back.